Standing in the 4300 block of Butler Street in Lawrenceville, a local artist is showing me some of his work and explaining it to me.
They're one-inch thick cedar planks joined together and then stained and then hand-painted the logo on there. Sometimes I use a spar varnish, depending on the effect, if they want an aged look. Then I let it weather naturally.
Christian Shacknitis is a sign painter, the way sign painters used to be about 100 years ago. Think of a baseball team logo from the 1890s. That's sort of the look of the work he's doing today for Una Biologicals, makers and sellers of organic beauty and wellness products.
I'd say 90% or more of the window jobs that I do are all done reverse on glass. It's done on the inside of the glass, so I'm working backwards. It looks a lot cleaner from the outside. It's a lot more durable, protective in case someone messes with it or just wear and tear from the elements.
He loves what he does. The Connecticut native says he's been at it for about 10 years now and really feels a connection to the past.
Turn of the century, 1920, 10s, 20s, and 30s, everything was hand-painted and handcrafted. If you're looking at any old photos of the cities and stuff, signs were everywhere on everything.
Do you feel like you're part of a renaissance of an art form that may have started to fade away and is now coming back?
I definitely think that there's a lot with handcrafting things, whether it's jewelry or art or clothing or anything like that. It's like a revival of something from a past period when people really put pride into the work that they did.
That's exactly what a lot of people are looking for. He's done work for dozens of businesses along Butler Street, as well as other neighborhoods. The Square Cafe, Atlas Bottle Works, Churchview Farm, and Cafe Damour. As he was working at Una Biologicals, Jessica Graves, one of the owners, looked on.
We are a handmade company based in Pittsburgh, and so it made sense to partner with another handmade company to help create our storefront. We use a lot of traditional methods here in how we make and produce things, and so using a traditional artist also went with what we were doing.
Shacknitis sees art that generally goes unnoticed by the rest of us. That's where he got the inspiration to do this professionally.
What really caught my eye were the hand-painted billboards on the side of brick buildings, very large-scale billboards. I would notice them, and it sort of just kind of came together. Having a passion for this and having people ask me to make posters and make small signs and things for them.
And to explain that name, Brush and Pounce. Brush is obvious. Pounce is the process used generations ago to place large ads on the sides of buildings. The art is put into a pattern with perforated holes and then transferred to the building by hitting that pounce pattern with a pounce pad, a sack of chalk dust. What he does is handcrafted with little or no digital involvement. Even when his clients choose a modern look, he achieves it with traditional methods. It takes time, skill, and lots of practice, and that's why he loves it. With art from the ground up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.